Okay, so on Amud Aleph, let's say two Ha'aris on Amud Aleph before we go into the back to the Gemara, but Taisus the Remaschol Eliezer Amikre Le'av. So Taisus over here has a question. And the Nukuda that I want to focus a little on is the idea about Hasra. Just to talk a little about Hasra. Right, before someone's Chayv Misa, in order for someone to be Chayv Misa, the Eidim have to give him a warning. Have to warn him that if he does the following act, he will be Chayiv Misa. So Taisa says Kashi, says, Vimtaima, V'neima, the Nafkamina Lein Hasra. The Gemara is looking for a Nafkamina. If it's Avor Toda. So why don't we say the Nafkamina is Le'inyan Hasra? Shetzarech la'hasra is atolda mishum av dida. When I'm giving asra for the tolda, I need to give the asra mishum av. In other words, what am I telling the guy? If you will do this action, you will be over on this av. And for the av, there's a chiv of skila. That's what I need to tell. Kidamrim beperek toilin. Mishamer mishum mai masrimbe. What's the asra for mishamer? Rabba Mabayrer, Rab Zerama Mishumarakit. So Taisus is, what's Taisus Kasha? Taisus Kasha is that the halach is you must give Asra on a tolda because of its av. That's an assumption Taisus takes on in the Kasha. That the Asra of a tolda is because of its av. Why should that be true? Why can't they give Asra for the tolda as the tolda? Why does it have to be Mishum the av? Right, if let's say if someone's being Michal Shabbos, I could tell him you're being Michal Shabbos, and you'll get Misa. Why is that not good? Why isn't that good enough? Let's start with that. Why isn't it good enough for me to say, hey, mister, you're being Michal Shabbos, and you get Misa, but me Michal Shabbos. That alone should be good enough. So what's the reason Bechlal that we need Hasra? Why do we need Hasra? And also we find in Hilchas Hasra, I need to say the Pasik. Or do I need to say the Pasik? It's also a question. Do I need to say, hey, you can be Oiva on Lysasikom Melacha? You want to place at a table? Come sit next to me. Why Bechal do I have Asra? What's the whole idea of Asra? So Gemara tells us that Asra is Kedei Lahavchin Lo'nitna Asra Lahavchin Me Shaygeg L'Mesed. In order to make the difference between Shaygeg and Mesed. Right? For Shaygeg is not Chayiv Skila. For Mesed is Chayiv Skila. So how do I, the Edom, know that he's doing it for Mesed? When I tell him that if you will do this, you are going to be chayiv skila, and he does it anyway, he has to say osafa pikin, that's halacha. He has to say to me, and I don't care, afa pikin, I'm going to do it. So then that becomes amazing. So that's why bechlau in asra. So he should know what he's doing. But still, why isn't it enough just to say to him, you be Michal Shabbos, and for being Michal Shabbos, you get skilled. Why do I have to tell him the Av? Why do I have to tell him the Tolda? And why, if it's the Tolda, do I have to tell him the Av? Why is Taisus assuming that the Asra has to be Mishum the Av? So Taisus in the first Teretz, says, V'yesh Loima, Da'achi Parach, Mishum Mai Masrim Bei, Shuchayv, Rabam Mishum Boirer, Avahisu by Mishamarake Potter, Chimshu Masa, Vidavashe Ain Daima, Savashe Mal Igboy, Upotter. Another Kanecho. What's he saying? He's saying that because if I give him the wrong Asra, then he thinks I'm making a joke. Oh, the guy's a jokester. So he's telling me right? So therefore, I need to get the right what? So now Taisus in the first Eretz is saying, as long as he does not think I'm making a joke over here and I'm serious about this, that's enough. That's enough. The Mechas Chenech, the beginning of Mitzvah Lamed Beis, over there he says that according to this Teretz, Taisus is saying, and Luchar is Basha, but he points it out, Taisus is saying that you could tell the guy, don't be Mechal Shabbos also. As long as I'm giving him a serious Asra, that's enough. I come and I say, Mister, don't be Mechal Shabbos. What you're doing is Mechal Shabbos, and that's good enough. I'm not required to mention the Av Malacha. I'm not required to mention the Tolda. The Asra has to make him into a Mason. That's the Vart. The first Eretz is saying, that how do I make him into a Mason? By giving him a serious Asra. And that's as long as what I'm saying is true to the point. So therefore, Mechaschin said, going first Eretz is enough to say, don't be Mechal Shabbos. Tyson's second Eretz, Vaidi Shlema, the Zeo Shemitarez, Hachta Vaid Bemishkin Kari Le'av, Sach Lahasri Tatolda Bishma. What shall you say in the second Eretz? That, no, this is the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is that you must, what's being Mischadish in the Gemara's Eretz? That you must be Masre on a Tolda because of the Av. Right? Like we thought in the Kasha of Taisvis. That when I give the Asra, even though he's doing a Tolda, but I have to be Masrim on the Tolda, Mishum Da'af. Why? Why would that be true? L'chari, the first Teretz makes perfect sense. If the whole idea of Asra is to change it from being a Shaykh to a Mezid, to make sure he knows what he's doing is wrong, and he says, Afa Pikein, and I'm doing it. So why isn't it enough? So Mechus Chinuch, in Seilas the Mincha, those are how Aris, he wrote on the Mechus Chinuch, it's printed now in the fancy Mechus Chinuchs on the page. He asked this question. He asked this question. He says, why? Why isn't it enough that I go up to the guy and say, Loisase ko malacha? That should be enough. That's his question that he asked. I should be able to just say, Loisase ko malacha. And when I say Lo Sasek Omlocha, he says, Afa Pikein, got the message, he's very clear, he's amazing. So why do I even have to speak about the Melocha? Forget about that, on the Tolda I have to say the Av. Why do I even have to say the Tolda? You know, let's say there's a piece of meat over here. And it's a trefa, it's from a trefa. Right? And I tell him, don't eat the meat because it's a nevela. And a nevela is us, and I quote him the pasuk in the Torah of not eating nevela. So is that a good asra? It's not a good asra. He goes, it's a treif, it's not a nevela. Even if the guy doesn't know the difference between nevela and treif, but on my side, I didn't give him the right asra. I didn't say the right words. But over here, Loisase kol malacha is the right words.
Includes everything,
exactly. So then, why should I not be able to do that? So there's a Taisus Rid in Masechta Shabbos. Taisus Rid in Masechta Shabbos. He says, a Maridik Avar, and it's a good idea to know. There's a man, Amo, who says, Havara l'chalik yotzisa. Right? How do we know Melecha Shabbos? On the Pasuk of Loisase kol malacha. What does Loisase kol malacha include? Well, we look at the Mishkan. Go to the Mishkan. But there's one malacha, or maybe two malachas, that are mefurish in the Torah. And one of them is Havara. The malacha making a fight. Why? There you go. Beautiful. Your Balkari? I always need a Balkari in the room, so we get the psukim right. Anyone? Your Balkari?
I mean, I don't know what the definition is, but yeah. Like, I'm saying, I haven't done
a lot. Means that if I need a pasuk, I turn to you and you tell me the pasuk.
Okay.
Here we go. Sure. Before Shani, after Shani. Okay. So here we go. So one man says that the reason why the Torah wrote Havara is because the Chalik Yatzisa. that there are 39 malachis, and the Torah is writing this one beferish to teach us to be mechadish that a person's chayv on each malacha on its own. Each malacha lechalik means each malacha is a malacha on its own. Each malacha, says the Taisrid, has its own einish. Happens to be that it's all skila. But the einish of the Zareya is a different einish than the einish of Kaitzer. So he says, therefore, he explains with this that when someone is Ivan a malacha, he has a separate chiyuv, a separate avera, and it's a separate carbon. It's a different carbon. I can't use the carbon of Zerea for Kaitzer. So since in Oinshim, this is what the Taisri says, that since in Oinshim, each one of the 39 malachas have its own parsha of Oinshim, it's like Nevela and Trefa. It's just like if I said, don't eat the trefa, and it's a piece of nevela. Of course it doesn't work. You said the wrong parsha. So if he also, if I said, but still, why can't they say the tolda for the tolda? Why does the tolda have to be because of the av? That's still shver. Right? Because the second there is saying that I can't even give my straw for the tolda for the tolda. I have to do the av. That's still a little shver. But what he does explain to us is a start of understanding what's going on. Okay, this is how Arab Ben gave this Taisvis. I don't want to get lost in that.
I can say Malik also in that as well.
Yeah, what?
I can say Malik in that as well.
By what?
If he doesn't know what the Toda is, you mean you're telling him what this is?
He knows the Toda. I'm telling him Meshamer is also because of Meshamer.
What's Meshamer? Meshamer,
Vushtet. Let me ask you what they told us. By Shabbos. We learn that from Dvar, Hadvar, I'm not saying that anyway.
You know this is a malacha now. Which malacha is this part of? Say, there's no such thing as malacha.
He's saying he knows the 39 malachas, doesn't know the toldos. Okay, maybe.
He knows the kinds of 39 malachas, doesn't know the kinds of toldos. So this is linked to that.
But I'm not saying anything wrong with me. I'm making it very clear to him that this is Asa. You don't believe me, go to the Beis Medrash and learn. If he says, I don't believe you, that Bayer is Asa. So I'm going to do it anyways. He has a problem. It's not going to help him.
But if he says, I'm not going to believe you, then he's not going to be chayev.
Right, so you have to, I'll reword that in a way that, but, okay. So that's the R over here. It's a good Taisrit to keep in mind, and that's what Tais is teaching us, dinim and hasra. Another nekuda I wanted to mention before we go back to the Gemara is Ligabe Toma. You know, Mitzvah Mashiach is coming soon.
Oh,
and we're going to have to live with Hilchas Tuma V'Taira. And so like this. I have, by Tuma, there's also Av and Toldes. There's the Avos and there's Toldes. Besides Avos and Toldes, you have what's called a Rishain, a Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, and what else? Is there a Chamishi? Before you dive in, what? If there's a Chamishi? So it goes like this. There's Rishon and Sheni. There's Rishon and Sheni. By Rishon and Sheni means you have a mace. A mace is Aviyavaisa Toma. What touches the mace is Avatoma. Then what touches that is a Rishon. Then what touches that is a Sheni. So Rishon and Sheni is by Truma, there's a Shlishi. That means a shlishi can be mitame chuma, revi can be mitame kachim, and chamishi is by paraduma, like you said. Chamishi is by paraduma.
It's not a question of chamishi is a real thing or not.
Revi and chamishi. I thought it's pretty clear that it's by paraduma.
It's only chamishi or even a bail?
What?
And it's only chamishi or even more than that? My heart.
I think it's chamishi. Okay, now, lost the love, I have a sheretz on the floor. And I want to get it out of my house. So what do I do? Right? Sheretz. How do I get out of the house? If I touch it, I'm going to become tummy. Right now it's not being metame anything because the sheretz is not metame ba'il. A mace is metame ba'il, not a sheretz. So based on our Gemara, what our Gemara say, so you should put on a glove. You put on a glove. What happens when I put on a glove? A glove, and I pick it up with the glove. So the sheretz is now metame the glove. The glove it becomes a rishon tumah. A rishon is now metame adam. Right, Adam cannot be a sheni. That's how Gemara said, cannot be mitame Adam. So that's why if you look around, you'll see in Nach and in earlier times, by Boaz it says he was wearing a glove. They wore gloves in those days because in case they'll touch something which is tame, they won't become tame. Okay, now, one more ha'ara. Then he gave Tosis on Amud Beis. Tosis on Beis on Beis. Because the other one was asking, so I said, I'm going to learn myself. I don't know that much about Tumah V'Tari either. I have to learn it also, like we all do, to prepare for Mashiach. But maybe I know a few more ideas than you do, but not that much more. So don't get overwhelmed. Seriously. Okay, so Tosis over here. The Gemara says the ilo av metame adam v'kelim. Av is metame adam v'kelim. Garas. V'loi garsina adam u'begadim. Shaloshen zeh mashma metame adam v'tame god. V'im toima. What's the discussion? V'im toima. Harei tome meis oise klima teches kayoitze boi. The cherva u kecholol. Alma yesh me gaitzme. Well, what's the discussion? That by tumas meis. We have this something called Avi Avos HaTumah, the grandfather Tumah. The Avi Avos HaTumah is the mace. Av HaTumah, what's Av HaTumah? One darga lower is a sheretz, is Av HaTumah. Shechva Zera, Nida, those are Av. Now, there's Xeris HaKasiv, Cherev HaRehu Kecholo. It's Xeris HaKasiv. What's a cherev? A cherev is a sword that touches a mace. If you have a sword that touches a mace, it becomes a avi avos hatumah. That's exeris hakasav. It becomes avi avos hatumah. According to Rashi and Chumash in a few places, now that we're learning Rashi and Chumash, Chumash and Rashi. So according to Rashi in a few places, it's a special din in a sword, a cherev. Tavka cherev, or any sharp metal that's used when you go out to the war. A sharp metal that's used when you go out to war. That's according to Rashi. But Taisvis and the Rambam, probably most Rishonim, learned that it's klimateches. Any klimateches. Any klimateches that touches a mace. So therefore, let's say you have a mace and he's wearing something of mateches. What do you wear that's mateches?
Necklace,
a belt that has mateches on it. That belt, according to Taisis and the Rambam, is touching the mace and they take it off and a person touches it or it's in the oil. It's in the oil with the person. Comes Avatoma.
Av.
The belt becomes Aviyavais, but the person who's in the oil with it.
Even through oil? What? Yeah,
Aviyavais. Comes oil. It gets the dinam of a mace.
Hey, the Pasuk says, Rabbi Chalal Cher, I mean, it sounds like you'd have to kill because you killed the person with it.
Look it up, take out a Tyrus. In the beginning, there's something called Yivakish Das. It goes to all the clubs. If you ever want to know anything about Tyrus, go. There's a beautiful, the first show, a beautiful.
Dama.
Dhamma there. But all the ideas you need to know, similar to Kakalas and Shabbos and Megan Mayit, Shvili Durkiya and Megan Mayit, if you want to know anything about calendars. And also, he wrote a few different countries in Chometz, beginning of Mayit. So, Akapanim, or if you want to take our art school, you can look at the art school. My father wrote the Pirish on Kalam and Alis. So, it's a good Pirish.
Then you could be metama. You could become an av from being in an oil with that.
What?
Lizayin.
What?
And you could become an av from being in an oil with that piece of metal.
Yeah. Okay. So it goes like this. So now let's go back to Taisvis. Is that true?
I don't know.
I think it is true. Is there, okay, let's see. Is there a Mishnah here? You know what? I'll look it up and look through it. I could be wrong, it's very possible.
What's the question again?
A cherev is in the Tami Ba'il or not?
Oh, I remember from last year.
Yeah.
I thought it's like, we quoted Tysus in like, maybe a bonus or something. Or being a coin.
No, I'm going to quote that as something else.
Something else.
Yeah, that's something else.
Doesn't he say something about Ba'il?
Kobe? Okay, so, you know what? I don't want to get lost in it, but we're going to look at it. Okay, so like this. So Taisa is a kasha over here. What's Taisa's kasha? Taisa is asking, what's Taisa bothered with? The Gemara says that Tuma is lav kayotz behen. Right? That the Tolda is not like the Av. It's not like the Av. Not like that. That's Taisa's kasha. Now we have a machlekes rishonim legabe Tumas Koyin. We have a machlekes rishonim legabe Tumas Koyin. What's the machlekes rishonim? You have a Koyin. What's the din? A Koyin is not allowed to go into a oil with a mace. A Koyin is not allowed to go into oil with a mace. Other tumas do not apply. Sheretz is no problem. Because there's no tumas oil. So the coin is not allowed to be in an oil with a mace. What about cherva hu kecholol benegea koinim? A koinim was harim to be in an oil with a cherva hu kecholol. Right? Again, with a mace, a koin is not allowed to. With a cherva, what's the din? So, if you say yes, if you say he's allowed to be, he's not muzer on the tumah of cherva hu kechol ba'il, if you say that, so then we'll come out that any kli mateches that touch the a mace, a kohen's not allowed to be in that oil, which could be very negay nowadays. If a mace was nifter in a oil. And they took the mace out, but the kli mateches that were in that oil with the mace, Kain's nala go into that room now, because he's muzar on tumas chera ukecholo, the oil. Right? So this is a machlekes rishonim. Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen in Ksuba says, no, he's not muzar on this. Why? Because it says, im kain. Ein lecha bayish, ein lecha meis. What do you mean, ein lecha bayish, ein lecha meis? It means, ein lecha bayish, ein lecha meis doesn't have tumas meis because it doesn't have a klimateches that will touch the meis. Therefore, he says, it can't be that kayrim ha-musharim adai. So the tumas oil of cherva u-kecholol was not said for tumas kayrim. A meis, yeah, but not the tumas kayrim. The chayra from our taisis is much like the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that koyim are muzar on cherev ha'u kechol ba'ayel. Why is it muchach in our taisis? Because taisis is asking a question. Taisis is saying, why are you telling me that by tuma? The told us lav kayyitz ben. We find a tolda that's kayyotze behen, right? He should have answered very pashid that even cherva ukechol, which is a tolda, is not kayyotze behen. The gabe kayanim. Ela my awatayis vishold, like the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, that kayanim are muzarim on it, and therefore it's mamish like daf, and therefore he has a bomb kasha. Do you agree to the cheshbon or not? Come on, Eli. Say Alam de Shavart. Teretz says that's not muchach. Why is that muchach? Because the mechus chinech, I'm just telling you, do you hear? And then we're going to go back to our sugya, so don't lose me yet. The mechus chinech says as follows. There's halacha, safik tumah, Rabim is tahar. If I have a suffix, if I'm tummy or not, and the late that the suffix was in Rosh Hashanah, says the gzeres akasuf that you're tahar. If the late that the suffix was in a Rosh Hashayachid, then you're tummy. Rosh Hashanah, you're tahar. This is a rule to remember. Suffix tummy Rosh Hashanah is tahar. Psachim and all of them. Chulen, achum, very good. That's right. Safik tum b'shusayachid is tummy. So this halacha of safik tum b'shusarabim is tahar. What about a kayin in b'shusarabim? And there's a safik tum. Could he also say safik tum? Is he able to go to? Could he rely on this klal safik tum? This gzeres hakasav or not? Right, kayin. This very negative kayin going into a hospital. Going into a hospital where it's a place which is a rabbim, it's a rishus a rabbim. Suffolk, if there's a mace there or not, is he allowed to go in or not? Is he allowed to go in or not? Could he say Suffolk Tuma, rishus a rabbim, tahar, and therefore I could go in? Could the kohen do that or not? The answer is no. Why? Because there's dine tuma and there's dine kohen. If you look in Yeridah, there's a whole series of five simanim on Tumas Kayin. Separate simanim. There's Dine Tuma and there's Dine Tumas Kayin. It's not even, this the wrong word even. It shouldn't be even called Tumas Kayin. It's Dine Kayin. Why? Because the din that, the and then you know what? The halachas of Tumas Kayin is in Yeridah and Issa Veheta. It's not even Hilchas Tuma. Because there's a new Issa on a Kayin. There's a separate Issa on a Kayin not to be in a place where there's a mace. Not to be in contact with a mace. Nothing to do with Tumah. Nothing to do with Tumah. Anyone's a Kayin here? Kayin? Yeah. You're a Kayin? So, you're tummy mace?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why are you not allowed to go into a room with a mace? You're already tummy mace.
Yes.
Teretz says has nothing to do with Tumah. He's already Tameh. There's a separate din in Hilchus Kohanim. There's an issa for a Kohen to be in contact with a mace. Separate, nothing to do with Tumah. So the klal of Safik Tumah b'Rishus Rabim Tahar has nothing to do with a din Kohen. And therefore, if there's a Safik, if there's a mace in the hospital, not allowed to go in there. Therefore, we're back to our Taisvis. Then we go back to our Taisvis, and then I'll take questions. Go back to our Taisvis. We wanted to say that from our Taisvis. Is a right that he had like the Rabbeinu Tam that Kayyotzeben, and just like this Tumas Oil and Kayin's Muzar on the Tuma of a Cherv HaUkecholol. So it's like it's right from the text. If he says kayyotzman, it must be that kain's muzah, not a raya. Could be a kain's muzah, could be it's still lav kayyotzman. Could be it's lav kayyotzman, but separate halachas. The dine kain is separate from tuma, and therefore you can't bring a raya from our taisvus to the halacha of a kain with a cherubu chol. Yeah, what's clear from this is that there's a dine soil, a tuma soil, by cherub. Yeah.
Don't say over there the Gabi in Shnei Shvilim. The Gabi is Koyin Malach Baderach.
It says, yeah, therefore.
No, so Koyin Malach Baderach, so he shouldn't be allowed to go to either. If it's okay. Tough, we say over there, tough is Sufik Tum, which is Rabbim. Therefore, well, it's allowed to decide which path.
I'm not going to get into it right now, but he'll answer you.
Well, I think the whole Pashur Koyin is Loi Sikru. So yeah,
yeah.
Talking,
it's coming from all different din.
This is after the
I don't want to get lost in, but this is the idea to remember. Just to remember these ideas that come from the outside. Yeah.
How did the Kehanim hold on to the Goliath's sword? No, there's no way for them to hold on to it like that.
Yeah. Okay. So we gotta start learning Nach now.
Jew versus guy.
Oh, then I'm Tami, right? Goyim and I'm Tami.
No,
but not oil, right?
But the
cherub
is not going to be metam oil because it was metam from something that's not metam oil. And the
Vyavos is
not metam oil.
See, I thought you know more about it than I do. I'm just telling you about state and taste. Okay. Okay, here we go. Back to our sugya now. Let's go back to our sugya. Oh, I don't even have a time on me. Okay. So, like this. Yeah, six hours from now, you know, to stop me. Okay. Thank you. Whoa, it's real time.
Yeah.
6:15 already? I thought we were going to get through the brisk grub today also. And we're about to chumash. Okay. It's not. So, it's like this. So let's start something. So the brisk rav is going to be mechash to us that there's something called the yalfusa. We have avais, we have toldais, and then we have something called the yalfusa. What's the yalfusa? Yalfusa are mazikim that are being learned out from a combination of two or three mazikim. A combination. And it's not clear. The mazik that we're dealing with is not clearly a av, and it's not clearly a tolda. We need two or three mazikim to know that this is a mazik. On the vav, so he brings that vav, the case of avne sakinu masoi, I have evan, sakin, masoi, put on the roof. And a Ruch Matsuya comes and blows it down. So I was a Peshea by putting it on the edge of the roof. I was Peshea. Why? Because I put it in a way that it could be Mazik. Now, if this is Mazik as it's going, it hits something, it hits the water, it hits the clothing as it's moving. So that already is simple, and that's Eish. That's Eish. What happens if it lands, and then later someone else trips over it and gets damaged? What would you say that is? Right? What happened? The sakin blew off the roof, landed in the middle of a shusar abim. Someone trips on it and falls down. I would have said, this is bar. It's a bar. It's my knife in the middle of a shusar abim. It's a bar that's massive. I would have said it's bar. But the problem is that bar is something which I made the bar. By definition, I created the bar, either by ki yiftach or ki yichra, which we have to talk about Mi'at Hashem in a later point. What's ki yiftach, what's ki yichra, why you need both? But I created a bar over here. Ayideya maisa si is a bar, right? So you can bump into the Rabbi Chaim that talks about it. By bar, what's the maisa siya by ki yichra and ki yiftach bal kapanim? I made a maisa over here. I made a bar. So now this sakin, did I make it? I didn't make it. The wind made it. The wind brought it here. I didn't make it. The wind brought it here. So therefore, it would seem that bar by definition is enkoy racham orba. A person made it completely on his own. Hair was made with the wind. So maybe I'm less responsible because I didn't make it. Says the Gemara, Eish Teichiach. Why? Because from Eish I see that it's Shaykh Tvichayv and Koyach Acham Urba. So here we have a case which is a combination of Eish and Bar. And this is what the Brisk Rav calls the Yalfusa. Yalfusa. Now, when I have such a mazik, when I have a yalfusa dika mazik, what are the hilchoseim of that mazik, right? Every malach, every mazik has its halachas. Bar has halachas, patan kelim, eishan tamun. What are the halachas of this mazik? Well, we have three choices. I could say it's chayiv on both, kelim and tamun, in this case, if I have any second of a say. Or I could say it's pata on both. It's pata like bar and pata like esh. Or I could say that maybe there's some kind of halfway there. It's halfway like that, halfway like that. But what's the dina? So in other words, what I have over here is a bar which was created by Koyach Acham Urba. That's what I have over here. So the Briska Rav says, let's take a look at the Sugya Navav. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the halachas are. So we have to turn to the Rishayim. And we take a look at the Rishayim. As the Machlaikis, the Rosh brings down a Machlaikis between the Gedolim and the Rosh himself. Now, if I asked you, what would you say? You would say both Kulis, both Chumris. What would you say in Svara? What?
Both Kulis.
You would say both Kulis. What would you say, Rabbi Shif?
It seems like it's a regular bar, no?
It seems like a regular bar, right? At the end of the day, it's a bar. That's what it looks like. Right, so here we have a machlokes, the Gedolim with the Rosh. Very good. Gevaldik. So right, it's in Svara. Svara, I could see it two ways. I could see it has the limitations of both. Right, because it at the end of the day, this is a bar. It's an Eish bar. It's a bar Eish. Because I need Eish in order to be Mechai, right? If let's say, I want to answer a question. I have this Avnei Sekina Masoi, right? I'm sitting in Rishus Rav. Guy trips on it, and his keli breaks. Breaks from the knife, from the rock. No, not keli. Something Taman, right? He had something hidden in his pocket or whatever it was. Taman got broken, right? Is he chayv or not? So if it's not bar, he should be chayv. But if you look at this avnoy as bar, then I should be patal ligamre. I should be chayv at all. Because a bar is handmade, man-made. This wasn't a bar man-made. So I need to look at Eish. You're looking at Eish. So Eish is being used now to be mechayv me, but Eish can't be mechayv me on Taman. Eish can help me be mechayv you on bar up until the point as much as Eish can help me. But Eish is limited. So I can only carry over the koyach acham urba of Eish, klape what Eish is chayv, but not more than that. Mechayv, right? Is that a good question? So that's the first shita in the Rosh. And that's the shita's Taisus also. We'll see Taisus later on that we have both exceptions. It's not a mazik ligabe kelim because I need to use bar to mechayv. It's not a mazik ligabe tamon because I need to use eish. That's the shita of the that's the first sheet in the Rosh, and that's the Shita's Taisus. So we're going to call the Shita's Taisus. The Rosh argues, he says, no. You got to give it one name. It has to have one name. The thing that it's most likely, or the most similar to, the thing that it's the most similar to, is the name we're going to give it, and it gets the dinim of that. So you're right, I need to use Eish to be Mechayv me over here. But once I was mechayv you, once I created that this is a mazik and I'm chayv for it, now I need to figure out which parsha am I putting it into. And that parsha is going to be the one which it's the most similar to. And that's what Rosh says. And this is what the Brisk Rav is coming to explain the Shitas HaRosh, really. He's coming to explain the Shitas HaRosh. In a fascinating way, which we're going to come back to this Brisk Rav many times throughout the upcoming sugyas, and we're using the sugyas of what he's saying. Whether we'll go exactly like the Brisk Rav or not, we'll have to figure out as we go along. What are the shverkait and what are the milas? But the idea is it's introduction to the sugya. And the chakira of the chakira, that's me having many other sugis in other areas also, right? Which we'll touch on. So I like this. Okay, I'll stop here. We'll continue bleeding on this Sunday. We'll finish up the Miskrav.